Alderkit stood in front of the nursery, nervously shifting his weight. He unsheathed his claws, digging them into the beaten earth of the stone hollow, then sheathed them again and shook dust from his paws.
Now what happens?
He asked himself, his belly churning as he thought about his apprentice ceremony, which was only moments away.
What if there's some sort of assessment before I can be an apprentice?
Alderkit thought he had heard something about an assessment once. Perhaps it had been a few moons ago when Hollytuft, Fernsong, and Sorrelstripe had been made warriors.
But I can't really remember. I was so little then.
His heart started to pound faster and faster. He tried to convince himself that some cat would have told him if he was supposed to prove that he was ready.
Because I'm not sure that I am ready to become an apprentice. Not sure at all. What if I can't do it?
Deep in his own thoughts, Alderkit jumped in surprise as a cat nudged him hard from behind. Spinning around, he saw his sister, Sparkkit, her orange tabby fur bushing out in all directions.
Aren't you excited?
She asked with an enthusiastic bounce.
Don't you want to know who your mentor will be? I hope I get someone fun, not a bossy cat like Berry Nose, or one like White Wing. She sticks so close to the rules, I think she must recite the warrior code in her sleep.
That's enough.
The kit's mother, Squirrel Flight, emerged from the nursery in time to hear Spark Kit's last words.
You're not supposed to have fun with your mentors, she added,
licking one paw and smoothing it over Sparkkit's pelt.
You're supposed to learn from them. Berry Nose and White Wing are both fine warriors. You'd be very lucky to have either of them as your mentor.
Though Squirrelflight's voice was sharp, her green gaze shone with love for her kits. Alderkit knew how much his mother adored him and his sister. He was only a kit, but he understood that Squirrelflight was old to have her first litter, and he remembered their shared grief for his lost littermates. Juniper Kit, who had barely taken a breath before he died, and Dandelion Kit, who had never been strong, and who had slowly weakened until she also died 2 moons later.
Spark Kit and I have to be the best cats we can be for Squirrel Flight and Bramble Star.
Spark Kit, meanwhile, wasn't at all cowed by her mother's scolding. She twitched her tail and cheerfully shook her pelt until her fur fluffed up again. Alderkit wished he had her confidence. He hadn't wondered until now who his mentor would be, and he gazed around the clearing at the other cats with new and curious eyes.
Ivy Pool would be an okay mentor, he thought,
spotting the silver and white tabby she-cat returning from a hunting patrol with Lion Blaze and Blossom Fall.
She's friendly and a good hunter. Lion Blaze is a bit scary, though.
Alderkit suppressed a shiver at the sight of the muscles rippling beneath the golden warrior's pelt.
And it won't be Blossom Fall because she was just mentor for Hollytuft, or Bracken Fur or Rose Petal because they mentored Sorrelstripe and Fernsong.
Lost in thought, Alderkit watched Thornclaw, who had paused in the middle of the clearing to give himself a good scratch behind one ear.
He'd probably be okay, though he's sort of short-tempered.
Hey, wake up!
Sparkkit trod down hard on Alderkit's paw.
It's starting!
Alderkit realized that Bramblestar had appeared on the high ledge outside his den, way above their heads on the wall of the stone hollow.
Let all cats old enough to catch their own prey join here beneath the high ledge for a clan meeting, Bramblestar yowled.
As the cats in the clearing turned their attention to Bramblestar and began to gather together, Alderpaw thought that his father seemed to stand taller and stronger than all of them, even brave warriors like Lionblaze and Dovewing.
He's so confident and strong. I'm lucky to be his son.
Bramblestar ran lightly down the tumbled rocks and took his place in the center of the ragged circle of cats that was forming at the foot of the rock wall. Graystripe, the clan's previous deputy, purred as the kits passed him, and Sorrelstripe, one of the youngest warriors, held her head high, as if proud to have finished her own apprenticeship. Squirrelflight gently nudged her two kits forward until they too stood in the circle.